We're broadcasting live from Book and Bar in Portsmouth, not far from here, Great Bay. Great Bay is a big part of life here on the seacoast, and the health of the bay has been a matter of concern among scientists for years. For a look at what the current state of the bay is, we turn to Melissa Paley. She's Great Bay Piscataqua Waterkeeper for the Conservation Law Foundation. Thank you very much for being here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for including me in this awesome show in downtown Portsmouth.
It's fun to be here. Let's talk a little bit about what's looking good in Great Bay now. Scientists have been monitoring a variety of factors. What's looking good?
Well, scientists have been studying this estuary, this really special place where fresh water from all these rivers flows down from Maine and New Hampshire and comes down here to the sea here in Portsmouth. And for many years, we've been seeing sort of a downward spiral in the state of the health of this remarkable, network of rivers and bays that we get to live near. We're really privileged that way. And what we are seeing is some improvements. The last time we had sort of the doctor's report, if you will, in 2018, which looked at all kinds of data and how we're doing for this and that, it looks like we have negative or cautionary trends in 12 of 16 indicators, and we're doing well in a few. So the bottom line is that we still have a lot that's getting into our water that's, you know, making it kind of hard for this to be a robust and healthy ecosystem. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we are making some headway in certain areas. And I can talk about the areas where we're making some headway, if you'd like.
Sure. Just name those really quickly.
Yeah, we have cities around lots of our communities that are putting a lot of money, like Portsmouth and Dover and Rochester, Exeter, Newmarket, into improved sewage treatment. And it's not a very sexy topic, but it's incredibly important because we have doubled our population here over the past 10 years, and that means a lot more sewage. So if we're making a lot of headway in improving the quality of what the wastewater that goes out into our rivers and bays.
Mm-hmm. And so what are areas for improvement, or what areas are not getting better over time?
Well, the problem is, so we're making a lot of headway in that wastewater department, but a lot of the pollution that gets into our system comes every single time it rains. The water that runs off parking lots and roads and paved surfaces and people's lawns and things like that, all of that water goes somewhere. It doesn't just go nowhere. And it goes, generally speaking, into the nearest wetland or the nearest stream. It goes down into storm drains. And people think it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but it's not. It goes right into the Piscataqua or the Cachico or the Oyster or the Bellamy. That's the biggest challenge that we face now, is how to improve stormwater treatment so that every time it rains we don't have closures of our oyster beds and, you know, overflows of sewage and things like that. So that's the next big challenge that we really have to take on very seriously.
One of the problematic elements for places like Great Bay and other bodies of water throughout the state, nitrogen pollution. It occurs naturally, but too much of it is a bad thing. Where is the nitrogen coming from?
Well, we have about a third of the nitrogen in our system comes from the sewage treatment plants, and about two-thirds comes from all of this other stuff that comes every time it rains. And you're absolutely right. Nitrogen, a little bit of it is okay. Too much of it is like way too much dessert. And we have three times too much dessert in our estuary here. And that means that, you know, our seaweeds and algae, they just go crazy. They grow like crazy, and they outcompete the native plants, the seagrasses and things that we need to have a really healthy ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. So what cities would you say around Great Bay are doing a really good job of monitoring what they're putting into Great Bay?
Well, I think all the cities are stepping up. So, of course, Portsmouth, Pierce Island Wastewater Treatment Plant, Mayor Blalock just talked about that as one of the investments the city is making. Next year, in 2020, that new plant will be online, and that's going to be a game changer for this estuary. Dover and Rochester have done a good job of upgrading their plants. You know, there are a lot of communities around here that are doing the right thing and are making investments, but we just need to do a lot more of it to bring this system back to health. While we have, again, Mayor Blalock talked, you asked about climate change and how that's impacting the system. We are feeling the impacts of climate change in our system right now, and we've got to restore the health of the system so that we're more resilient. The system can recover as we experience increasing temperatures, more acidification, heavier storms, all of those kinds of things that we're already experiencing here in the seacoast.
Last question for you, Melissa Paley. What is something that we as ordinary citizens can do to make sure that we are, if not actively improving Great Bay. There's only so much individuals can do, but what can we do to avoid doing things that might harm Great Bay?
Well, I think there's a lot that we can do. First is make sure your city council, your town boards and commissions know that you care about clean water and get out and support votes and ordinances and things like that that will make where we'll be using land better and making better investments. The other thing is look around your own house. Don't use pesticides and fertilizers if you don't need them. Try to be a better steward of our water resources here, because that's what makes the Seacoast region so beautiful and wonderful.
Melissa Paley, Great Bay Piscataqua Waterkeeper for the Conservation Law Foundation, thank you very much for coming out to Book and Bar here in Portsmouth and talking to me about Great Bay.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is All Things Considered, broadcasting live from Book and Bar in Portsmouth. This is New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello.